The House voted 70-1 to repeal the tax plan, and the Senate voted unanimously to do the same. The move was to some extent forced by a citizen referendum push that aimed to put the question of repeal on the November ballot. On Tuesday morning, the state elections office announced that campaigners had gathered enough signatures for that to happen. In passing the tax reform, lawmakers said that changes were needed to address a growing structural imbalance in the budget between sales tax and income tax revenue. But ballot initiative campaigners targeted those reforms because of unpopular components, including an increase to the food tax. Now that the repeal has passed both the House and Senate, it heads to the governor's desk for a signature. Lawmakers are not expected to address tax reform again during the current session. With KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.